Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es bei ihr, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Tess. Beis Shammai Oymer, the Beis Shammai say, Ein Mishalch, you may not send, be Yomtiv, during Yomtiv, Ella Monais. The only thing you can send, even if you want to just send a present to your friend, it has to be something that's ready to eat, not something that is going to put away for tomorrow. For example, pieces of meat or fish. Ubeshil, I remember the Beshil say, Meshachon, you can send behema chaya v'oif. A behema, a chaya, like a deer, let's say, the oif, or a whole bird. The Beshil disagree with the Beis Shammai. They say you can send a matana to your friend, even if he doesn't need it on Yom Tov. The Beis Hillel hold that anyone who gets a present is happy. So if you make someone happy on Yom Tov, that's Simchas Yom Tov. Although, even according to the Beis Hillel, it has to be something where it's possible to process that on Yom Tov. It may not be a piece of meat or fish that's ready to eat, but it has to be something that you could shech, that if he wanted to have enough on Yom Tov, he could. So therefore, once again, U Beis Hillel loimer, Mishalchen, you can send behema chaya v'oif, bein chayin. Whether they're alive, bein shchutin, whether they're shechted. Ay, if it's alive, you still have to shecht it, and you have to salt it, and cook it, and get it ready. It's not a problem, according to the Beis Hillel. He's happy he got it, and in theory, all these things could be done on Yom Tov, and bein shchutin. And of course, if it's already shechted, where now all you have to do is prepare it to eat, bevada you can send it. Furthermore, the Beis Hillel hold, Mishalchen, you can send yenais, wine, shmanim, oils, usalosais, flour, vikitniais. Kitniais, literally, the literal translation would be pulse. I mean, anything that's like little, small little things to eat, something like beans. You can send a lot of this, even though you know he's not going to eat all of it. He's not going to drink all of it today. But if it's possible to use it on Yom Tov, it's okay. Avaloi tfuah. But you can't just send grain. That's not roi le'achila. Grain, that you still have to grind it, and you can't grind on Yom Tov. And as we explained, although according to the Beis Hillel, it doesn't have to be ready to go, but it has to be something that you could process on Yom Tov if you want to. Reb Shimon, matir b'tfuah. Reb Shimon says, you know what, you could even send tfuah on Yom Tov. Now, Reb Shimon is not referring to every kind of tfuah. The Gemara explains. Reb Shimon is referring to wheat, barley, or lentils, because with these types of tefuah, it's possible somehow to process them and make them roi li'achila without outright grinding it. So quickly, chazering over, we have three shitas over here. We have the shita of the Beis Shammai, who say the only thing that you could send is something that's ready to eat, piece of fish, piece of meat. The shita of the Beis Hillel is, as long as it's in theory possible to prepare it for Yom Tov, even though we know he's not going to do it, it's not a problem, you can send it. And then we have the shita of Reb Shimon, who says, even something that we're almost sure he's not going to have enough from it on Yom Tov, but if there's a remote way of somehow working it out that it could be used on Yom Tov, it's mutter. The Batanura reminds us, even where it's mutter to send a matana on Yom Tov, but he shouldn't have three people carrying something which is very big, following each other in one row, because that looks more like a zilzal Yom Tov. It looks like mamash, a delivery service, or maybe they're going to the market or something.